I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Hey, thanks for that introduction, Laura, and thanks for joining me for another weekday meditation. In this weekday meditation, we're continuing. This is day two in Proverbs of Purpose, and we're also prepping for Easter week. This is Holy Week, and so everything is going on as fast and as hard as it possibly can here around Sugar Hill Church. I invite you to join us on Monday, Thursday, beginning at 6:30 p.m. and every half hour after that until midnight for a guided online communion. If you live anywhere near Northeast Atlanta, join us on Good Friday service at 7 p.m. And then, of course, Resurrection Sunday, we'll have five services. And you can find out all about that at sugarhilleaster.com. But today, let's jump into Proverbs chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. My child, listen to what I say and treasure my commands. Tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. Cry out for insight and ask for understanding. Search for them as you would for silver. Seek them like hidden treasures. Then you will understand what it means to fear the Lord, and you will gain knowledge of God. For the Lord grants wisdom. From His mouth come knowledge and understanding. He grants a treasure of common sense to the honest. He is a shield to those who walk with integrity. He guards the paths of the just and protects those who are faithful to Him. My friend, today, as we prepare to meditate, let us remind ourselves that all wisdom comes from heaven. All healthy direction, all healing comes from the Lord. So let's pay attention to our breath, and with every breath, let our muscles just fall at ease. Let the tense muscles in our face relax. Draw attention to our breath as you breathe normally. And with every breath, draw a little closer to the presence of the Lord and a little further from the anxiety of the world. And now let's draw a couple of deep breaths together. And again. Join me in this prayer. Lord God, today grant us wisdom from heaven. Give us the sensibility to recognize that all good things are directed by you, and our life to succeed wildly has to follow in your footsteps. So Lord, as Solomon wrote, I pray that we would cry out for insight and we would ask for understanding, and they would be found in our day today like silver and hidden treasures. Lord, as we prepare for Easter, give us a grateful heart, give us a heart to serve, and give us a heart to love people. And now, friend, let's draw a couple of deep breaths again. I'll mind the time and want to give you a few minutes to simply hear from the Lord. Allow yourself to step away from all the noise and just listen for the voice of God and His promptings and His nudging, and as He moves you closer to His will for your life. I'll be back in just a few moments. Well, it was good to be with you on day two of Proverbs of Purpose, and I know you enjoyed some quietude with the Lord God. I know, friend, that He wants to speak with you nonstop, and when you open that channel to hear Him, the Lord will pour out His wisdom into your life. I look forward to seeing you back tomorrow for day three of Proverbs with Purpose. God bless you.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.